All right, welcome in. Another podcast episode, Wednesday, August 29th. We got to rush tonight because somebody's got a radio show to do at 7 o'clock tonight. It's Eric Chase, Justin Camuso from the local art community.
Hi.
And our buddy, Vinny the Asian, fresh from Columbus. Hey, buddy.
What's up, strangers?
We're not strangers. You know us well from the internet.
I guess.
We have...
I haven't heard these voices in forever.
What's up,
Eric? I listen to your podcast.
Good. I appreciate it. We have we've gathered here, and it's been some time, because I think you guys had the idea that we're going to, after every, like, even modest movie release, we're coming in here. And that just wasn't going to happen. Not because I didn't
want
to... Not because I didn't want to do it, but because to get us all together. So we're here to we're gathered here today to celebrate the death of wrong podcast. We're here today to go over all the movies that we saw, enjoyed, disliked, went back to see all summer long, since summer movies are just about over, and we'll look forward a little bit to what's coming up this fall as we get into, you know, the second half of the year with blockbusters and some award nomination movies as well. So that's what's on tap for tonight's podcast. Again, it's Eric Chase, Justin Camuso. What's your last name again, Vinny?
Tuntabas.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're on the radio. Omit that. I don't want...
That's why we call him Vinny the Asian.
Chase.
Sure it is. All right, let's Justin, I'll start with you. We'll start real big, real simple. Your favorite movie you've seen between April and this moment?
So I think my favorite movie that I saw all summer was the new Mission Impossible Fallout.
Okay.
I didn't know if any of us were going to be talking about that, so I figured I'd snag it right at the beginning. I've always been a fan of the Mission Impossible films. I think they are very... they're dad movies. I mean, they're movies that... all dads like, because they're these just spy thrillers and they follow the same formula. But with the last three or four of them, they've really started to just become these huge stunt set pieces for Tom Cruise. And I was just thrilled the entire time I saw this movie. I was just taken away by the score and some of the cinematography that they did, and just how it all basically was just to build up to bigger and better stunts. And it just got more outrageous as the movie went on, and I loved it. I loved every second of it, and I have not seen it for a second time, but I am ready to see it sooner rather than later before it leaves theaters.
I have that on one of my small lists. We'll get to that. Vinny, the best movie you've seen, at least for this part of the podcast, best movie you've seen in theater since the beginning of April?
I'm so mad at you, Justin. Like, you know, in preparation, my notes here, I had this whole speech lined up, how I was going to lead into it. I'll go into it anyway here. My favorite movie
I agree
of
with
this
Justin!
Summer,
yay!
My favorite movie of this summer is this movie that was decades in the making, with many movies leading up to it. Yes, Mission Impossible Fallout was so freaking awesome. The stunt work was amazing. And you know what? A lot of action movies, they ignore the sequels. This one feels like a Mission Impossible cinematic movie, because there are throwbacks to the very first movie. Mm-hmm. There are throwbacks to characters in the third one that J.J. Abrams built up, all into that climax, which was so awesome. Mm-hmm. And my man Tom Cruise learned to fly a helicopter for that sequence. Come on.
I think what was really special also about this movie is my fiance and a couple of our friends, they had never seen any of these films. So leading up to it, I had downloaded, rented, purchased all of them. And so we kind of had a movie marathon over one weekend where we were able to watch all of them. And it's really funny when you watch them all in a row, because they're literally the exact same movie every time.
Yeah.
But we took about a week and a half break between watching the one before this into this one. And so it was kind of like a weird like coming together of like when they were pulling all the tricks and they did the fake out in the beginning with the fake interrogation scene in the hospital and everything. It just got me giddy every time it was leading into like, I know what's going to happen. They're going to do a stunt. Like these walls are going to, or like this is a double cross. And like, you know that they're coming. But they do it so well that it just gets me... I'm just grinning, like, thinking about all the things that they do in this movie that I just absolutely loved.
And they're all great tropes, and that's why they keep doing it. Yeah, I love all the Mission Impossible movies. And are we discussing spoilers right now?
Yeah, we are. That's fine, yeah.
All right, so all the movies leading up to... One thing that caught me off, I loved at the very... Well, leading into the third act, into that last action sequences when they find out everything's leading them to that camp where Ethan's Hunt's estranged ex-wife was. And the moment that she saw him and the rest of the team, she's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And like the whole audience at the same time is like, oh, my God, it led all up to this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are these Mission Impossible movies? Spoiler, I haven't seen a single one of them. Not one. Do they typically have...
Stop now. Just stop now.
You want me to...
You're kicked. You're fired.
I haven't seen a single... You can't fire me from my own podcast. I haven't seen a single Fast and the Furious either.
That's okay.
I haven't seen a single James Bond movie.
Oh, that's...
That's not okay.
That's not okay.
Are the Mission Impossible movies... And I read great things about this, including... I know some people said the bathroom fight scene
is
like
great.
One of the scenes of the year. Do they typically have those kind of fake-out twists in them?
Yeah, that's the whole premise. They're spies, you know? So it's always like, who's double-crossing who? Who's on whose side? It's very... They kind of came out of the whole Cold War era of like spies and everything like that, and so that's where the show came from. And even with the first movie coming out in the late 90s or early 90s actually, it kind of borrowed that trope too, where it was like, let's do this like Soviet war and like, you know, or this, you know, Soviet Union Cold War type thing where it's like, who can we really trust, like all that kind of stuff. And they've all done that. Everyone's wearing masks that aren't actual people that they rip off at dramatic moments. And yeah, that's the whole premise of all the movies.
Eric, your mission, if you choose to accept it, and actually you better accept it, is to watch all the Mission Impossible movies.
Not all, but I'd go see this one, and I could probably easily understand that they're isolated from the other ones, right?
This one connects a little bit.
Connected.
But we went with some people who hadn't seen the other ones, and they were fine. They loved it.
Yeah, because like, if you don't know the plot, you get caught up in the stunts.
Yeah.
I hate to go with the obvious one, but I don't think I saw as many movies as you guys did over the summer. Vinny, certainly not you, and we will talk about MoviePass probably end of this discussion, and maybe we can fix MoviePass or at least make the next iteration of it better. I watched it again the other night, and I rented it, and I'm like, you know what? I want to watch it again, but it expired in my 48-hour rental. So I'm going to go a fourth time to see Infinity War.
I bought it, so we've seen it also four times, I think.
Saw it in the theater once. We discussed it, went again, and then just rented it the other night. I was waiting for it to drop down to a rental as opposed to a purchase. And it was just... I felt the same as I did after seeing it the first two times. Like, and we've talked about this on multiple podcasts. 10 years, 20-some movies, and this thing had such expectations, and it was fulfilling on every level. And the only thing that I was concerned about was like, okay, and I think we talked about this, so once they take care of Thanos, like, where does this all go?
Yeah.
Like, they've got to restart this, they've got to reset the table, and that's why I don't think Phase 4 really has any announcements, and they won't get to that till after this Avenger stuff wraps up. But it was just so satisfying and fulfilling. It was kind of neat because I don't know if you guys had seen within the last month or so or with the lead up to the Blu-ray release, somebody caught a Captain Marvel Easter egg. Did you guys see this?
I did.
You sent it to us.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
When the Black Order first attacks Earth, there's something that looks like a tattered Captain Marvel uniform dangling from one of the dudes.
Yeah.
And to see it again, it's kind of neat to see it instead of like seeing it on a link.
Yeah.
But it's just a fulfilling movie, and I like all the things... more than when the first time.
Yeah.
And I just don't have... And I saw all the other ones that we'll probably discuss amid this podcast, and maybe I'll wind up liking Mission Impossible, but Infinity War met my expectations, and it's at 2 billion worldwide now.
Yeah. So what I found was really cool about Infinity War that obviously, like, you love it the first time you see it because, you know, you're just excited by all the moments that you didn't see coming, or things happened the way you wanted them to, or they didn't. And I found when we bought it and brought it home,
Eric is snapping his fingers.
when we brought it home and, you know, it's kind of one of those, like, I can put it on the background while I'm doing other stuff now. But I found myself, like, I'm like, oh, I need to get up and, like, go change the laundry or something. But I'm like, oh, but this is the part when,
yeah.
Or this is the part when, this is when Cap comes out of the shadow. Or this is when Thor, like, makes the axe and, like, shows up with everyone. It's like, there's so many moments like that I found it almost impossible to, like, pull myself away from anything. Because I didn't want to miss any of the good jokes. I didn't want to miss any of the, like, cool action scenes. And it's really neat that this movie is still, like you said, having the same effect on me, even though I know how the movie plays out. And maybe it'll change when the sequel comes out, depending on...
You mentioned that when Thor lands on Earth with the lightning and everything, which I don't think we've really seen yet from Thor.
It's amazing.
And it's very video game-like. Yeah. And third time, and I knew it was... And I had chills.
Yeah.
So it's such a satisfying movie, and forget about the expectations part. It was just a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, what movie did you see that you did not like, that you just wanted to walk out of, and if not for MoviePass, you would have gotten your money? What did you dislike over the summer?
Well, this is where me and Justin are not going to get along here.
No, I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to agree with you.
Internet fight.
Ready Player One.
Oh, well, wait, was that summer?
No, doesn't count.
That was February.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because
I don't...
Feel like March 29th.
March.
Doesn't count.
Okay, we're in Infinity War.
Do you have to do you have to reset?
Nope.
Okay.
You didn't... Next least favorite movie? Solo.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see it.
Oh, wow.
You're not missing anything.
After what I had read about it and how lackluster it was, mm-hmm. and Vinny, I think you... And then I was like, you know what? This isn't a movie I need to rush to the theaters over Memorial Day weekend to see. So I'm like, let me pull up the spoiler. Spoiler alert! I would just like to watch the Darth Maul part, and that's it.
It wasn't even... It didn't even fill me with any sort of joy, because I was like, oh, okay.
Is a good word to describe it, guys, forgettable?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, every time you see a Star Wars movie, at least the ones I love, it fills you with that sense of joy, wonderment. Wow, this one looks cool. Not only did this not fill me with that feeling at all, it was horribly filmed. I mean, I remember sitting in a theater, I'm like, why is it so dark? This is Star Wars.
Yeah, it's very nonsensical.
Why is it in the shadows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of boring.
I'm sure that had a lot to do with, you know, changing directors in the middle of it. But, God, they really screwed the pooch on that one. And the story, it didn't need to be told. It was an awful story to begin with.
And it's weird because you could tell that they were laying the groundwork for this to almost be its own mini trilogy. And that's not going to happen.
Of him?
Yeah, because they lay the groundwork with, again, spoilers, like the whole Darth Maul thing, and then Emilia Clarke's character takes on some role towards the end of the film that is supposed to be leading into this whole, like, you could see it being like a 3-part arc of getting Han from where he is at the beginning of this movie to the cantina on Tatooine.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
Uh-huh.
And everybody said, well, we didn't really need this story. But even leading up to this, like having a Han Solo movie was more questionable than all the other ones. Well, with the exception of needing a Boba Fett movie.
Yeah.
Like Obi-Wan and some of these other ones. Hell, I would have had I would have rather seen a buddy cop movie of C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah, and that's honestly, I would have rather a buddy cop movie of like Han, Lando, and Chewie. Like, I would have watched that. Like, if it was just those three just scooting around the galaxy, getting into mischief, like, that would have been so fun. This tried to set up, like, I always say, whenever a movie tries to include some sort of like secret organization that you didn't know was there the whole time, it's past the point of, it really pisses me off.
So do you hate Winter Soldier?
No, that's okay, because they laid the seeds for Hydra way early on.
Justin, do you have another one, or are you in agreement with Vinny that was the worst movie you saw this summer?
So the only other one I was going to say, it wasn't, I don't know if it was like the worst, but I was super disappointed with, I mean, and I was expecting it, with Jurassic World not being that great, I wasn't expecting Jurassic World 2 to be, see, there were parts of it I absolutely loved, but as a whole, like, that movie was not very good. But no, there were definitely parts, like the opening sequence and like towards the end, I loved all the haunted house stuff. It was very different, and I liked what they did with it, but most of it was just all over the place, and some of the characters were just awful, and I don't know. I'm interested to see where they go next. I really want them to do a Planet of the Apes style movie where the dinosaurs do finally start taking over, and that seems to be where they're going. So I love those Planet of the Apes films.
They don't have hands. Their brains are the size of
raptors.
Raptors can open doors.
I did not hate that. I actually really liked it. And every Jurassic Park movie leading up to this was, all right, somehow these stupid humans get stuck on the stupid island again. They get hunted down again.
Yeah.
Stupid idiots. This one, they kind of subverted that.
Yeah.
Where it's now, them trying to save the dinosaurs.
And this one did have some, the director is a horror movie director, and this one did actually have some genuine, like, scares to it. Like I said, there's an opening sequence on the island that keeps subverting your expectations of what's going to happen next and who's going to make it out and everything. And of course, they're just strange, like, characters that you don't really need to care about. But I actually had some, like, genuine chills during that opening sequence and a little towards the end too, like I said.
I didn't see it. This is like the summer of me.
Did
not,
you see any movies?
This is like the summer of me. I saw the required ones that you guys would expect, but all these outside
Jurassic
of,
World, Mission Impossible, some of the biggest blockbuster franchises you didn't see.
Nope. I've never seen the Mission Impossibles, and I know the jokes are stop making dinosaur parks are old from two movies ago, but I just don't see the point of these things continuing. And I know they just keep making money, but this really was the summer of me not seeing a lot of movies.
Yeah,
I just didn't get drawn into a bunch. I want to run down. I want to throw a bunch of movies at you with a quick like tweet length. Interested, not interested. Saw it, didn't see it. Whatever, but. Are there movies, Vinny, I'll start with you. Any movies that you didn't get to see that you wanted to?
I pretty much saw most of the movies I wanted to. Just a couple ones I didn't see. I didn't see The Meg.
I heard it was not very good, so.
It looks stupid, that's why I want to see it.
Yeah.
Vinny, that's the answer to my own question, because I'm like, it's the Deep Blue Sea sequel that we deserve 20 years later.
And see, that's what I feel like a lot of people said going into it, that's what they were hoping it was going to be, but apparently it's just not very good. So,
and you know what? Apparently there's a lot of gore and blood and body parts, and that would have satisfied me.
Yeah, that's true.
Justin, a movie that you didn't see that you'd like to?
Really, the only one was... the Bo Burnham directed and written movie, Eighth Grade. They only had it at one of our theaters for a couple weeks, and it just happened to be at one of those times where I just wasn't really available to see a movie, and it was during the whole movie pass fiasco. So that was the one that I really regret not being able to see, because I heard great things about it. So,
By the way, the movie that I didn't like, I know we debated this, we jousted over this, was Hereditary.
See, I liked Hereditary.
I liked the ending where it was all supernatural, crazy shit, and I got the point of the movie, but the woman's psychological PTSD breakdown, like, I'm so immersed in a lot of that as it is. I don't want to see it in a movie.
That's fair.
That's like when I saw Split, and everybody was raving about it, and I'm like, it's a guy who's got some issues.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Willis turns his head, I'm like, oh shit, it's a sequel! But the movie itself was, okay, there's some mental issues.
Yeah.
You liked Hereditary, right?
I did. Yeah, I thought, I'm not a really big horror movie fan. I'm coming more onto it recently because I feel like some production companies are really letting some creative people do some different things, so it's not just like jump scares every 5 minutes. And I had heard a lot of early hype about Hereditary, and I was very nervous going into it. And it's kind of one of those movies that just builds tension for an hour and then gives you something that is so shocking that I will never forget about an hour into the movie. And then it just works its way back from there to build the tension again. And then the end happens, and it's just the most bizarre
thing
that you can never see happen. It was one of those, like, I didn't hate it, but I was so confused that I had to do, like, so much research. And then just getting on, like, message boards of, like, people being like, well, yeah, like, did you notice this part in the beginning? Or, like, when they said this, it, like, and it all kind of adds up to it. And it's one of those, like, I walked out and I was like, oof, I'll never see that again, because that was a rough watch. But then, like, when I saw everyone talking about all these clues, I'm like, well, damn, I need to see it again.
I got to go Westworld it. Yeah. Fuck. Vinny, did you see it?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was disturbing and brilliant. I never want to watch it ever again.
Exactly.
It was definitely not an enjoyable theory going experience, which is what it intended to be, but I highly recommend everyone seeing it at least once.
I mean, I think it's unnerving for most people, but I liked the end. That was a good payoff for me after sitting there for however long it was. Justin, have you ever seen the movie, or Vinny either, The Witch?
I wanted to.
Yes.
It's just like that.
I thought.
But it's set 400 years earlier.
Same production company, right? Both A24, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
They're killing it.
I love them.
Because they did Get Out, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
That's a maybe.
Okay. Because I keep seeing A24. In fact, I went to flip something on the other day on Netflix. Scarlett Johansson from a couple of years ago, where she kills people and there's a naked dude in it.
It's really not under the skin. It's something like that.
I shut it off because it was just bizarre.
Yeah, that was when they were getting their feet off the ground.
Okay, let me run down some movies for you guys, and then we'll jump ahead and talk about what's coming up, because there's a lot of big releases, and then we can talk about, you know, the award hopefuls as we get closer to the end of the year, which we are now as August wraps up. We talked about Incredibles 2. Justin?
I liked it. I don't have a strong affinity for... I really like the first one. I don't love it as much as a lot of people do. I really enjoy it, and I enjoyed the second one just as much. They did some really cool stuff, and yeah, I thought it was really great.
Vinny?
It was enjoyable.
I'm in my 30s. I have no kids, so I did not see it.
Hey, I'm also in my 30s and have no kids, and I saw it opening day.
You're married, though. I still got to look tough and, like, manly, so
that's
I can't
fair.
Go to
movies
by
you guys
myself,
are a little
like
bit younger than me, so it like, appeals to your teenage movie going.
Yeah, I mean,
the first one.
That came out when I was... The first one came out when I was in eighth grade, so it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was well done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw the second one and then went backwards.
Yeah.
I see why they're great movies.
Yeah, they're the Fantastic Four movies that we'll never get.
Exactly. Deadpool 2 also totally met expectations.
Yeah, I agree.
Vinny?
Met expectations for me, but that was it. It didn't really exceed them.
There was a lot of fluff, like the X-Force bullshit.
Yeah.
But... Like, there was a nice payoff with Juggernaut.
Yeah, and the whole first movie is also, it's all fluff built mm-hmm. around one set piece, too, so
it's
fine.
This is going in a very Hangover-like direction where I didn't see the third Hangover,
yeah.
And I don't know if it was any good or we needed it, but, like, we know this. That's why they have to spread this thing out to yeah. X-Force.
Yeah, I will say, and I think did we talk about the show when it first came, or the movie when it first came out?
No, because we were still, like, a couple months away from
okay.
it.
Okay. I think Zazie Beetz's character, Domino, I thought her sequence with showing how luck is a superpower was probably one of my favorite sequences that I'd seen this year. It was really good.
It's the best superhero question, like, is luck a superpower, since is Batman a superhero?
Yeah, it was really good.
I mean, there were some good people individually in it. Nah, Josh Brolin was great in it.
Yeah.
The chubby New Zealand kid.
Yeah.
Who I guess had a big role in...
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Is that the movie from...
Taika Waititi.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here all day, Eric.
It was fun. It was fun.
Someone else besides me.
I'll come back to another Marvel movie. Rampage?
Didn't see it.
Vinny?
Didn't see it. Did not see it.
Skyscraper?
Didn't see it.
You mean Die Hard?
He's got to take a break, right? Right?
He's Fire's agent.
Yeah, like, stop saying yes to these same... Like, Bruce Willis didn't do this, right? Like, there was some time in between these flicks.
Yeah, you do your dramatic role, then you take a year break, and then you do your two action movies. Like, but I don't know. He just keeps doing Kevin Hart movies and action movies.
And
I don't hate the Kevin Hart movies.
I know
that's
a lot of
probably the best bet.
I know a lot of people would punch you out for saying that. But Dwayne Johnson is so likable, and
yeah.
I think he is... You're right, Vinny. Fire his agent, because I think he's got more in his acting scope than just hanging off of buildings.
Yeah, I agree. I am really excited. I am not, like we said, I have not seen any of the Fast and Furious, but I am so excited by this idea of The Rock and Jason Statham
spin-off?
Doing this spinoff. I'm like all for it. I'm like, I don't know anything about these characters, but I'll see that movie.
I love the Fast and Furious movies. You got to watch them all, guys.
Yeah, I will.
This next one, I feel like it was a copy-paste of the first one. And obviously, I just wanted to get to the end of it after Infinity War. But Ant-Man, Vinny?
I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. I actually enjoyed it more than I enjoyed the first one. I don't know if I was in just like a weird mood when I saw the first one. But I really enjoyed this second one a lot. I don't know if I was just really needed a cleanser after Infinity War, but yeah, I liked it a lot.
And that's a perfect way to describe it. It was the perfect cleanser for Infinity War, and it made sense why they did this one, even though, well, most of the movie takes place before the events in Infinity War. But, you know, it's such a great ensemble comedy cast, period. I think I was listening to a podcast on the Ringer the other day talking about that same movie. Like, think of all the heavyweights on this one. You got Paul Rudd, Lawrence Fishburne, Michael Douglas, Michelle
Judy Greer,
Fleischer, Judy Greer, Michael Pena, T.I., you know?
Yeah, we listened to the same podcast the other day.
Okay. Brilliant minds think alike.
Yeah.
But no, I liked it, you know, and it's the comedy of the Marvel Universe, so
and
I think they're great.
When I stack it up that way, Ragnarok was better, in my opinion.
I have to rewatch it.
I know. I have rewatched Ragnarok like twice since it's been on Netflix, and I don't know what it is. I just can't get on board with the movie as a whole. I love all the stuff when they are on, I can't remember the planet's name. Jeff Goldblum's.
Sakaar.
I love that. That is so great. And I love Kate Blanchett, but it's just like two weird different movies that are happening at the same time, and it just largely doesn't work for me. I know a lot of people really love it. I love Chris Hemsworth in that movie, but I'm just not a big fan of it.
Well, we'll move on because it's on Netflix and from last fall. and the other thing about Ant-Man, Evangeline Lilly was good, but I feel like she got hyped up way too much.
Yeah.
It was good. It was solid. Welcome to the MCU. But as far as like people hyping her up and the previews that I read, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, the movie is definitely more Ant-Man and Company, not Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's everyone.
I felt the opposite. I thought she carried her own in there. She was kind of emotional.
She did. I felt like they could have given her a little bit more, though.
Let's see. What did you really want to talk about Mamma Mia, Justin Vinny?
No. I was joking when I said that.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't see it because the movie pass wasn't working.
Well, I'll go with more of these with you, Vinny, and Justin, you hop in. Do you have movie pass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have a life and a job and a relationship, so Vinny doesn't have any of those things. Ocean's 8.
I liked it.
You saw it.
I liked it. Didn't hate it, didn't love it, but it's basically Ocean's 11 with an all-female cast, which is what it intended to be, so.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, it was just like an enjoyable movie. I just liked all the people in it, and I just thought it was just fun to watch. Like, there was some fashion, they had those like sly scenes of like, this is what really happened, and it's just, you know, it was nice. It was a nice Sunday afternoon kind of a movie to see.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't set it in Vegas either, because I would have just been screaming, such a sacrilege to George Clooney's memory.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
hold on 1 second. I gotta hit pause on it. Okay, Vinny, sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm back.
I have to wrap us up rather quickly, like in the next 2 minutes here, so I can fix some things. So give me, Vinny, if you could, a quick way to fix MoviePass, or maybe, is it Cinemia, whatever it is, another one that's out there?
I'm not sure what you mean. I know AMC has their version.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's not worth it. It's too expensive.
Fix MoviePass. Not possible at that price point. I mean, they said they're going to sell our data or bombard us with ads, but no, obviously that never worked out here. I'm actually going to switch to AMC's version. It was like $20 a month.
Oh, it's that one.
AMC perks too.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the $9 version, but okay, yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Justin, MoviePass.
Yeah, I think it's weird because now they're doing out this like weird way of like they'll tell you which movies are going to be available on which days. So it's weird that it's like dictating when you can see a movie. But I'm also realizing now that like I don't really see many movies on like Friday and Saturday nights anymore. So like Sunday and Tuesday nights like kind of work really well for me. I would rather either fix MoviePass or Cinemark needs to get their own version of whatever AMC has, because Cinemark's version right now is $8.99 a month and you get one movie.
Yep.
So I would gladly pay $20 a month to get three or four movies with discounts on concessions. That sounds great to me, and I think that's what they should do.
Justin, one movie you're looking forward to over the next 4 months?
I have a whole list.
All right, give me two.
Okay, I like this new Drew Goddard, the guy who did The Martian.
It looks good!
The Bad Times at the El Royale, probably one of the best, most original trailers I've seen in a couple years, and I loved the original Creed movie, and there's a second one coming out, so yeah. I can't be let down, I'm sure.
Vinny, what you're most looking forward to?
Same with me. El Royale, for that one. I'm also looking forward to that Suspiria remake. I was such a huge fan of the first one.
That's on my list, too!
Yeah. And also that the Neil Armstrong movie with Ryan Gosling. So.
Also on my list.
There are 10 to 12 movies that we could discuss. Since you guys have mentioned ones I want to see, it's one of my favorite movies ever. I want to see how good Halloween is when we get it.
Yep.
It looks like we'll get a viable rebirth of Michael Myers this time.
I agree. I love fall movies. I feel like it's better than summer most of the time.
Vinny, sorry to cut us short. Justin, thank you guys. We'll do this again soon.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of the year. Maybe once we dip into fall movie season.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Thanks, Eric.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.